The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
Picking up cigarette butts, not garbage.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning us in on the Still Just Fishing Show. We got Bill Denmark here this morning with us.
Morning.
And got a few things to talk about. Oh, look, we got Captain Chip Wing on here already. Let's get him on in case he's fishing that tournament. Here we go. Morning, Chip.
What's happening, guys?
Hi.
How you doing, sir?
Doing good. Doing good. It was real quiet here at the ramp until just now.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Probably about 15 boats pulled in.
At the same time, the line starts, huh?
Yeah.
Well, don't worry. Only the first three don't know how to back up a trailer.
it's more than three.
So. Yep. So you fish the tournament?
Yep.
Fishing.
I'm going to take a different approach to it this year.
You going to go south or north? Or
I'm going to go bull red and bull drum fishing.
There you go.
And catch a big one. Catch a big sheephead that's down there.
I tell you, that's the way they are. You know, we were last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were mashing a 5-aught Kale hook flat.
Yep.
Yeah, and I mean, that had to be a huge sheephead.
Yeah, so I figure, I've got sand fleas, fiddler crabs, blue crab,
C4. Try to get them to float if you can, huh?
Yeah, got big rods, little rods, snorkel gear.
There you go.
It's just a matter of, you know, these people I'm taking are a lot of fun, father, son, and I fished with them a couple of years ago, and all we caught was like 38 big reds or something. So, I mean, it's like,
oh, that's terrible. Those poor people.
So we're gonna go at it and have a good time. I mean, that's pretty. If you take these tournaments too serious, sometimes take the fun out of them.
Yeah, and that's one of the things. I'm just taking a break this year from it. You know, I figure if I take a break from it, maybe next year I'll come back. It'll be like my first time or something. Yeah. That way, maybe I'll have beginner's luck next year.
Yeah, I hear you. It's been a weird bite on them. I mean, it's been a real weird bite.
And a tough one.
I had a weird bite this week. You know, it was just really strange. I had a 4-hour trip Thursday, and it ended up being a 5-hour trip, and the last hour is when we got our bite. I mean, it was horrible up until then.
Yeah.
So,
did you say Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday.
Yeah, I came home with one fish and thought I was lucky. It was so bad.
Yeah, I put in the water at 6:30 that morning. My clients were from Minnesota, and it was balmy to them. They enjoyed it. I was freezing. Goggles, gloves, you know, wool cap. I'm like, ugh. So, but this will be a lot of fun today. I'm looking forward to it. There's a lot of people out. A lot of kids getting to fish today, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's the main thing. That's one of the things I like about this tournament is the focus on kids. You know, they're our future. You know, they're our representatives coming up. So we got to keep it good for them.
Exactly. Yeah, my granddaughter actually is, she's instead of fishing today or whatever, she's running the Gate River Run.
Oh, wow.
I know it. I can't get over how she runs these marathons.
Yeah, I don't run unless something's chasing me.
Exactly, me too.
You know, I'm a little old and rotund for that, so I'll be like, okay, no problem. I'm going to take off on this motorcycle or bike real quick. So, but no, it's pretty cool to watch. When I live downtown, you know, you see the floodgates opening, and there's just massive amount of people coming over that bridge, you know, and then down to San Marco. I don't know how they have the route going this year. Probably the same route.
Yeah, but I don't know.
It was always fun to watch. So, you know. But, yeah, how was your bite this week, Vic?
Well, actually, my wife was pretty sick this week, so I only fished Monday. And Monday was it was a tough bite. Let me tell you, it was pretty tough.
I mean, it was strange because I mean the weather was up and down on us. Then it got cold and it blew, of course, you know. But I mean it was just one of those things. The fish just, I mean, you talk about a shutdown.
Yeah.
There were a multi boat charter. I think it was Monday. I think it was Monday. Or Wednesday. And it was crazy because some of the captains got on a really good bite and others didn't, you know. It was just
morning.
Just one of those things, you know.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's been so weird. Did you see what the water temperature dropped on Thursday?
In the intercoastal I read 63, and then the back of the creeks it was almost 67.
Now, was that down there in Palm Valley?
It was Sisters.
Oh, Sisters. So, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was cold.
Yeah, you know? I expect it to drop even more than that, though, you know. I mean, with two nights almost, you know, freezing one night and then almost freezing the next night, I just figured it really, you know, would drop it back down again.
Yeah. I mean, well, it seemed to drop it pretty good. I mean, I didn't even bother to check the following day, which was Thursday. And now, of course, it's not working this morning. But, I mean, for sheephead, I'll take that colder water. So, you know, but we'll see. You know, and now we got a big warm front coming. Now it's supposed to be close to 80 today. I'm like, okay.
You know? I know. These fish are got to be, confused and everything.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, looking at this, we got the forecast is they're showing a small cold front coming in Sunday night now. So
another one?
Yeah.
Goodness.
Great. I know. It's supposed to be near the Florida-Georgia line by Monday afternoon and stall, it says, and then push to the south on Tuesday. But, you know, I don't know. You just, these fronts, you never can tell, you know. I mean, Monday's bite, when I looked at it, Monday was right between two fronts. You know what I mean? The one that came in Sunday night and, we're supposed to have some rain Sunday, but as far as rain, we didn't get any until Sunday night.
Yeah, that's true.
And then we got a ton of rain Sunday night.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, when that storm came in, it was rolling.
Yeah, it was.
It was rolling hard, and it knew what it was doing.
Yeah.
You know, actually, I was surprised that the water was actually not bad clarity-wise after all that. You know, it was actually pretty good, so.
Yeah, it did look pretty good Monday, and I tell you what, the sheephead at the jetties, we couldn't hardly get a bite. I bet you we only got two or three sheephead bites.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, we got a black drum, missed a good fish, and then got a bull red, and by then the tide had already turned and started going out pretty good, so we went ahead and started trying to, you know, sheephead fish up against the rocks where we wouldn't have much current. And, you know, we just couldn't hardly get a bite. I mean, I tried inside the north. I couldn't do outside the north because of the way the wind direction was. It was out of the north-northwest. But pretty choppy out there. But anyway, we tried the inside the south, the outside the south. It was tough, man.
I'm curious to see how it goes today. You know where I'll be going.
Yep. Well, good luck to you, man. Hope you get a good one, place in there, really top up there, maybe even win the thing.
Like I said, I'll have a good time.
That's the main thing. You know, like you say, don't take it too serious. A lot of people take this tournament real serious. Well, and I can understand, you know, winning a boat, but still, yeah, just too much.
All right, Captain Vic. Always a pleasure.
All right, thank you. Appreciate the call, Chip, and good luck to you, man.
Yeah, good luck, Chip.
You got it, brother. I'll talk to you guys this week.
Okay. And 222-8255, let us know if you're in the tournament, if you're hearing us, or if you're on the way out to the boat ramp and you're still in the truck, give us a call. 222-8255.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Tom Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mendrin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Hey, Smitty! Let's fish it! With all my new gear, Mike got the bait, I bought the beer.
Sorrel!
I got a nice pair of boots to go with my hat, my blazer and suit.
But that ain't enough,
so I chew a cheap pair of heavy duty flannel thermal underwear. Drilling, the ice is half a foot thick. My gas powered ice auger ought to do the trick. If I want to eat crap, I gotta catch dinner. Drop my line in a hole with a minnow and a spinner. Seven trophy pike, but it's almost noon and it's getting kind of late. We ran out of
of beer, we're running out of faith. We could catch more, but Christ, who cares? Let's head through the bar and watch the Packers beat the Bears. Let's go get another.
Now coming to you from the land of 10,000 retention ponds, here's Sven and Lars.
Oh, that was good.
Thanks, Alan.
That was good. I like that.
Hey, Vic, just get ready for that cold front coming up. Get everybody primed up.
Yeah, that ice fish. Yeah. I got a few customers that ice fish in different places in the country, and it's like, man, I just could not imagine doing that.
It's pretty fun.
You know,
I use brandy, you know.
Use brandy?
Use brandy. We can't use beer. It freezes.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, a lot of brandy. And did you do it in the little ice huts?
Not too much, because we were at access to the water was limited to a couple places. Mm. And it's a Kinzu Dam is a flood control, so they let the ice water out over the winter.
Yeah.
So it'd be a 60-foot bank covered with ice, and you'd be lucky to get down there with a bucket and two legs that weren't broken sometimes. Yeah. But, yeah, it can be fun. It's, you know, like everything else, if you dress right, it's a lot better.
Yeah, I bet.
That's my phone ringer for people I fish with, that song.
Well, and looking at the little cold front we were talking about, high pressure will be east of the region through Sunday. A cold front will move into southeast Georgia Sunday night, then near the Florida, Georgia line on Monday afternoon and stall. Then it's supposed to push to the south on Tuesday as high pressure builds to the northeast. And looking at the forecast we got today, southeast winds 5 to 10 knots, seas 2 to 3 feet at 9 seconds. So I imagine there'll be quite a few people going offshore, in the sheephead tournament, which is not normal because usually during the sheephead tournament we have a lot of wind, you know, big waves. And not a lot of people go offshore, you know, in that stuff. But anyway, tomorrow, south-southeast winds, 10 to 15 knots, seas 2 to 4 feet and at 8 seconds. And then you got Monday, north-northeast winds, 5 to 10 knots. Tuesday, north-northeast winds, 10 to 15. And then Wednesday, east winds, 10 to 15 knots. So, of course, you know, I'm going to be fishing several of these days, like tomorrow. And, you know, hopefully I was going to try to take my granddaughter fishing one day this week while she's out on spring break. And she just loves to fish, man. So, and try to get her out there. And sheephead fishing, to me, I mean, the sheephead bite's not near what it has been over the past years at this time of the year. I mean, this time of the year, that's why they have the El Cheapo this time of the year, is because you usually have a lot of the big breeders that are, you know, biting and feeding this time of the year. And we haven't caught a whole bunch of big breeders like, you know, like normal. And I don't know whether it's them dredging in the river, causing a lot of mud, which is just what's going on. But it's kind of strange to me that, you know, we haven't been catching them like normal for this time of the year. So I don't know, it's kind of up and down. I don't know, hopefully people have some good luck during the tournament. I hope it's going to be a good bite for everybody, and you know, maybe they'll get out there and have some good luck and get on to them. Excuse me. We have the new open snapper dates are out now for the red snapper this year. They're going to have it on the weekend of July 12th, 13th, and 14th, and then also on the 19th and 20th. Unfortunately, the Kingfish Tournament is running from the 15th through the 19th, so the boat ramps are already going to be pretty clogged up from the Kingfish tournament.
Closed.
And especially if they don't have the Joe Carlucci ramp open, you know, fixing open yet. But then, you know, usually the all the boat ramps are packed completely for the snapper, red snapper opening season. You know, everybody wanting to go out and get their one snapper. And so I don't know what this year. This year is going to be a mess. I mean, you know, when you're looking at, you know, the Kingfish tournament running between the 15th and the 19th, which are major days on 18th and 19th, and then you have the snappers open the 19th and 20th, that's just going to be so crazy. I mean, to me, hopefully they'll have, you know, the Jim King ramp open right on up through the 14th, you know, of that week. I don't have the closed dates yet for that boat ramp, but hopefully they'll have it open for the red snapper fishermen on the 12th, 13th, and 14th, and maybe not close it down till the night of the 14th, hopefully. But we'll just have to see. We'll have to see what's going on. Just unbelievable how some of these, you know, how some of these dates coincide with each other. And I mean, I hate it for the red snapper fishermen, but then, you know, what can you do? They don't get together on this stuff. I think actually what the Kingfish tournament ought to do is put it off for a week. It'd be easier for them to put off a Kingfish tournament than it would be to try to get the federal government to change their open dates for the red snapper.
That's a fact.
So anyway, give us a call if you like, 222-8255. Let us know if you're headed to the boat ramp or if you're going to be in the tournament or if you're in the boat kind of waiting around for daylight, you know, waiting around for the time to fish. And, you know, I didn't even get a count on how many people was in or how many boats were in the tournament this year yet, but I'm sure we'll find out pretty soon.
I'll tell you, if I went fishing Thursday and stopped at Browns Bay for bait,
mm-hmm.
and Matt caught the biggest sheep that he ever caught in his life Wednesday.
Yeah.
He had it in the tank. That thing had to be 24, 25 inches long. Yeah, it was a whopper.
He said it was good.
No, so it's not there anymore.
Oh, no. He said it was delicious.
I bet you. But it was a heck of a nice fish.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, that's just great. You know, if he could top that and get an even bigger win on, you know, on this tournament today, that'd be great.
Well, I know, you know, the world record or this Florida State record is 15 pounds, 2 ounces.
Uh-huh.
And the world record is 21 pounds, and that was caught in New Orleans. About 25 years ago, they set that record.
25 pounds?
21 pounds, oh, 21 4 ounces, 21.4.
That has to be such a monster.
Yeah.
Because I've had a 15-pounder in my boat and 14 and a half. And actually, we had a – it's kind of funny. We caught one day, and I was like, man, that thing is big, you know. And we weighed him on a digital scale, and he was 15.4.
Mm-hmm.
And I had made a post on Facebook, you know, biggest sheephead I've had in the boat, you know, and it was caught by an angler from Tennessee, and it was 15 pounds, 4 ounces. You
2 ounces over the state record.
I said, oh, it's close to the state record. And for some reason, I was thinking 15.8 is the state record.
Nope.
Well, Frank Jura from the Jacksonville, he was the tournament director for the El Cheapo at that time. You know, he texted me. He says, man, you need to get that thing. That's over the record, you know.
Right.
And I said, well, that thing's been cleaned and on its way back to Tennessee, you know. So.
What's the record for fillets?
but yeah, unfortunately. But there was another guy, Tony Eden, had caught a 17-pounder.
Oof, nice.
And he'd caught him at the little jetties and didn't know what the state record was. And, of course, ate him and then, you know, showed a post, a picture of him holding him and all that, you know. And people were like, oh, my God. But he didn't know the state record either. Mm. That was a huge one, 17 pounds.
But the state website, the Fish Commission's website, says that they'll get 36 inches long.
Wow.
Well, the other websites that I looked at said 30. That was kind of the rule of thumb, was 30 inches. But yeah, the Florida Fish and Game people say 36.
Ah, man.
So it's on the internet. It's got to be true.
Yeah, really. That's right. If it's on the internet, yeah, you can believe it. That's got to be a monster sheephead.
Yeah, you need shark gear to catch him, I think.
Really? We'll be right back.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. An attorney for Jussie Smollett says a 16-count indictment against the Empire actor is vindictive, and Smollett maintains his innocence. Mark Garegos says in a statement that he did not expect a Cook County grand jury would charge Smollett with 16 separate counts. He's charged with disorderly conduct for making a false report of an attack on him in Chicago. The White House budget for next year is being released next week, and President Trump wants to request a boost for the military while cutting non-defense discretionary spending. As former Vice President Joe Biden gets closer to announcing his decision on a possible White House bid, those close to him are talking about money. Friends and advisors believe Biden would start off at a distinct fundraising disadvantage compared to would-be rivals who are tapping into the most liberal wing of the party. This is SRN News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, painters, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to home.servicemagic.com. Home.servicemagic.com. That's home.servicemagic.com.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, March 15th at 8 p.m., see and hear Elton John in concert. Farewell, Yellow Brick Road at Veterans Memorial Arena. Friday, March 15th at 8 p.m., the Jacksonville Symphony presents Verdi's Requiem at the Jacoby Symphony Hall. And Saturday, March 16th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Are you guys looking for a morning show that is fast-paced, entertaining, and gives you all the news without all the nonsense involved? Listen to Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Monday through Friday, right here on FM 101.1, AM 600, Talk Radio WBOB, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., Roger.
And we value your input as well, so feel free to call in.
That's right. Mornings from 6 to 9 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, on FM 101.1, AM 600, Talk Radio WBOB.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
Good looking weekend with mostly sunny skies. Today, highs of 81, mostly cloudy tonight, down to 63. Sunday, partly sunny, high 86, partly cloudy Sunday night, down to 63. And about a 20% chance of rain both Monday, Monday night, partly sunny on Monday, high 82, mostly cloudy Monday night, down to 61.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
Fun. That is fun when you can throw top water out there and get a bite going like that.
Yeah.
That's just, I mean, to me, I love it. I love it. You know, it's a blast like that. I was watching that, you know, these the Wicked Tuna.
Oh, I love that show.
Those guys, I mean, you know, they just act like they're a bunch of badasses. You know, it's like, golly, you know, it's making fishermen look kind of bad, like we're just so
wimpy,
mean to each other.
Right.
You know, stuff. And I'm thinking, you know, my wife says, do you know people like that? And I'm like, well, not really. You know, our fishermen here are not really like that. You know, it's not like they try to be gangsta fishermen.
I met some real unpleasant people on the water, though.
Oh, I have too.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like they're in the middle of the creek and you got to pass them and they're pissed off.
Yeah.
It's like, well, if I could fly, I probably wouldn't have to fish.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be doing that instead. Yeah. So excuse me.
I know. I try to. If I'm, you know, going up a creek or coming out of a, you know, main thing, if I'm going up a creek and I see somebody, I'll just go somewhere else. But
right.
If I'm up a creek and then I start coming out and they're there, you know, and I have to get out of there, of course, because the tide's dropping or whatever, you know, then I have to get by them. A lot of times I'll ease up and then drop the trolling motor and try to ease by them, you know, and then they always give you the dirty looks, you know, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's like, well, you know, I can't stay in there. It's going to, you know, going to get stuck. And if you stay here too long, you're going to get stuck too, you know. But I try not to get stuck and hang out in a place, you know, too long because you never know if somebody has an emergency and you need to get home or something.
Yeah, plus it's not much fun just to lay in the bottom of the boat and wish you were somewhere else. I got stuck 3 weeks ago.
Did you?
Well, I couldn't get out.
Yeah.
I didn't really get stuck, but I had to back up and wait.
Yeah, there's quite a few creeks that are always shallower at the mouth
mm-hmm.
than they are in the creek. And so you may not be able to get out. And I think what it is when, on the outgoing tide, you have a lot of silt in the creeks and stuff that's moving around.
And it drops, the speed of the water drops.
Yeah, and when it comes out and that current out of that creek hits the other creek,
mm-hmm.
I think it kind of drops all that silt and everything and creates a sandbar there. You know, sometimes it creates oyster bed in there too, but, you know, it creates a sandbar there at the mouth of it. So a lot of times the creek is a little deeper. You can, you know, fish a creek up and down the creek during low tide, but you can't get out.
Yeah.
And I try not to go in those creeks like that because, you know, I mean, especially you never know if the wind picks up. And picks up out of the west, it's going to get a lot lower than what the tide chart shows. You know, so you have to watch that.
Well, it seems to happen to me only when it's like miserable, freezing cold.
When the fish aren't biting.
No fish to catch, yes.
Yeah, when the fish aren't biting and you get stuck, that's kind of miserable.
Well, I try to take a banana on those days because I know they're good luck.
Yeah, there you go. Like you brought one in this morning.
Well, so. For luck. Yeah, that's right.
Speaking about bananas on boats, it's kind of funny because, I mean, I've had people with bananas on the boats that didn't catch any fish. I had three guys on a boat one time and two guys catching fish and one guy just couldn't catch fish.
He literally
wouldn't get a bite.
Huh.
And it was so funny because we were fishing at the jetties at one point and I had the guy in the center and a guy with poles on each side. Okay. You know, mm-hmm. bottom fishing out the back of the boat, you know.
Sure.
And we were catching black drum and big reds, and the two guys were catching them pretty good. So one guy's like, I just can't get a bite. He's on the side of the boat. So, you know, the guy in the middle says, look, why don't we switch places, you know, give you a chance to get some bites. I said, y'all realize what's going to happen. You're going to start catching fish over there, you know. And sure enough, they switched places, and the guy then in the middle is not catching any fish again, you know. Same guy that wasn't getting a bite to start with.
Right.
And then he broke out a banana. He's like, you know, might as well eat. So he got him a snack, and then he got a banana and all that. And we were kind of giving him a little heck about that, you know, about having a banana on the boat. But what's so funny about all of that is I've also had people, you know, that sitting there catching like reds in the creeks or trout or whatever, and then they break out a banana and eat a banana. So, you know, it goes both ways. I mean, it's not.
It's just foolish. I think it's foolish.
It is. It's not the banana, but everybody, I'm telling you, all the fishermen will tell you, you know, they're like, oh, hell no, not a banana on my boat.
Yeah, I've heard it.
But it's funny.
I've had people tell me not to bring a banana.
Yeah. It's funny to me.
I always leave one in their bait well or something when I get off the boat.
There you go. Yeah, it's kind of hilarious, really, that people think that, you know, those fish know that you have that banana on board, you know. But when I see that stuff about the, like I say, the Wicked Tuna, you know, those guys were such, you know, that it's a lot of drama, and you know they're actors, of course, you know, they're fishermen, but they're in that show, they're acting, you know.
Well, I tried out for Top Chef down in South Florida one time because my buddies talked me into it because they said, you know, you're a character, you're a good cook, and, you know, yada, yada. And so I went down there. There's about 65 people in line. Mm. And the person that they picked was a – you'd see her in the mall and you'd go, yikes. Mm. She was a character. Mm. She was an actor. She was – not everybody there could. It wasn't about cooking. Everybody that tried out could cook like a demon. You know, it wasn't about that at all. They were just looking for, like you say, actors or characters, mm-hmm. or people that stood out. And
yeah,
I don't know if she made it to the show.
Somebody that would make a show. For
oh
them,
boy,
you know,
because you'd see her, you go, holy smokes!
Yeah,
what a wild woman.
Yeah,
and yeah, so it was quite a fun experience for me, but it wasn't about cooking.
Hmm. So well, now see, next time you go, you should have went and really. Showed yourself as a character.
I don't want to go to prison.
That could be bad.
There was one guy there that had been to three of them. Mm-hmm. He flew to New York City. He went to Atlanta, and mm-hmm. this was his third one because he was serious.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't serious. Like not when, once I saw that, I thought, no, I'm not gonna. But the fishing guys, they must go through every fisherman in the whole city.
Yeah,
you
to
know,
pick out those,
to pick out the ones.
Yeah.
And then I worked for. One of my clients when I had my ad agency was a chef who won one of those shows. Mm. And he got $100,000.
Oh, wow.
Well, his buddy won to get on, you know, he won the thing, but to get on the show. And they said, well, we'll put you on the show, but you have to act like a New York City, because he was from New York City,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
real gruff and real strident kind of guy, like not too much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a Gordon Ramsay kind of. Dude, yeah. And he said, dude,
normal New York City.
Exactly. God, you're such, what's that called? They must have a obia about that. But anyways, or an ist. He said, I can't do that. He was a surfer, you know. He was a laid back kind of dude. He said, okay, you're out.
Yeah.
And he turned it down. He said, I can't fake it like that. So those people, they probably took all the fishermen and got mm-hmm. them sober and said, here's what we want you to do. And they said, yes or no. And that's who we're watching on TV.
Mm.
It was kind of fun.
Yeah, because, I mean, they've got to do something to make that, you know, like you say, to make that show and to make people watch it. And, of course, to have the drama and all that stuff on it. And I've never been a drama-type person, you know. I stay out of the drama on Facebook all the time and stuff like mm-hmm. that. So, you know, it's like, to me, it's just not, I don't know, just not worth it. It's not worth the blood pressure. You know, but... looking at the sheephead, we had some, you know, information. I know you said you had some also.
Yep.
Of course, for everybody to know. Well, I tell you, before I get into that, let's get Rob on since he's on here. I don't want to hold him on too long while we're doing this. So, morning, Rob.
Morning, Captain Vic.
How you doing, sir?
Awesome. Listening to the show, there's nothing better than that, right?
That's it. It was good talking to you. Good talking to you yesterday.
All my pleasure. I just called to say good morning to you and wish you was out there catching the big one.
Yeah, I know. I do too. It's you know, I just kind of taking a break. And of course, the year that I picked to take a break from the tournament, we have light winds. Kind of warm weather. I mean, you know, no rain. It's just like not like sheephead fishing to me, you know. usually that tournament, you know, we either got 25, 30 knot nor'easter blowing, or we got, you know, a thunderstorm going on. I mean, I fished that stuff in some cold and some wet conditions, you know.
Oh yeah.
But I'm gonna, if you don't mind, Rob, I'm gonna put you on hold and get you back on when we come back, if that's all right.
All righty.
Hey, Rob.
That works for me.
It's almost as much fun to tell the big ones as catch them.
There you
so you
go.
Can think
hey.
About that.
Yeah. That's right. Well, I'm going to put you on hold, Rob, and we'll get you on as soon as we get back. And if you want to, give me a call, 222-8255, and we'll be back after this.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance. Building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hooker's offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport Shrimp, Seared Tuna, and Spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
Still got you, Rob?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Okay. Good deal.
I love that fishing song that y'all played.
Yeah, I do too. That was a good one. That's been out for quite some time.
It's my ringtone.
We played it, it's been like 2 or 3 years ago, but, and I liked it then. It was so neat. And, there's another one by, Mannheim Steamroller. Yeah. And, that's a good one too. It's a, that's a fishing rap, you know, song.
Well, you ought to adopt one of them as a theme song.
Yeah. It's pretty neat. It's, yeah, I like that one from the ice fishing.
Ice Fish Baby.
We're out of beer.
Is that the name of it? Ice Fish Baby?
Ice Fish Baby, oh, okay. Yeah. You know, and that guy obviously's fished because he's got way too many informational points in there that are realistic. I've ice fished, and all that's true. I was telling Vic we'd use brandy because the beer would freeze.
Right.
That's just too cold, Rob.
Yeah. I don't do cold.
Yeah, it gets cold enough here, much less try to ice fish.
You know, cold's fine as long as you're working in the cold's terrible. But when you dress for the cold, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
And so if you're playing, it's easy. I snowshoed and skied and did all that stuff, ice fished.
I've never skied, you know, snow skied or anything.
Well, your legs are too spindly.
You know.
You'd get hurt.
Probably could. But, I've just never, you know, I mean, my cousins live all up in Virginia and Tennessee and stuff on my mother's side of the family. And we'd go up there and play in the snow and stuff like that. And it's just, I don't know. To me, it's...
But you didn't have the right clothes coming from Florida.
It's pretty... Yeah, I mean, we did okay. You know, it's, I mean, it's pretty and all up there. But, I mean, we'd have the clothes because they would, you know, tell us.
You give you this hand-me-down leftovers. Yeah. It's like... Let's let Vic's toes freeze off. We're going to need ours.
But, yeah, I mean, because here, I mean, I wear, you know, sock liners and those Fox sock liners to me, that's great, you know, so it doesn't get your toes cold at all. You know, and then, of course, my fleece line jeans. I love those things and, you know, stuff like that. So, I mean, I dress for it here, but it just gets to the point to where, you know, if the wind's blowing, like, especially if it's blowing in your face or, you know, and on your fingertips, that's what kind of gets me. Because I really can't fish in gloves. I don't know if you can, Rob, or not, but,
you know. No, but if need be, I can put them on. And I actually prefer mittens to gloves.
Yeah. Well, they're a lot warmer, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and, if you know, like I say, you put them on when you're riding or something like that. But whenever I stop and have to get a fishing pole in the hand, I just can't do it with gloves on. I don't know why. It's just so feels clumsy to me, you know.
Sometimes I'll wear one glove, and I have those fingerless gloves that I always wear because of the sun.
Yeah.
And they're warmer than nothing. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I'll wear one glove when I'm fishing, and sometimes I'll pretend that I can fish with gloves on.
Well, and I like to take those hand warmers, you know, and put them in your jacket pockets, and then every once in a while you reach in there and grab them, and they're so warm.
Oh, my goodness.
Warms your fingers right up.
Do you have a poodle? Because I'm getting this.
Nah. You ever buy them the hot hands?
A long time ago.
Yeah.
And we used to have the kind.
They work good.
You put lighter fluid in it.
Oh, no. These are.
And light them on fire, and they'd have this, like, coal burning in them in your pocket. And it was. Because when we were young.
Oh, well, that'd be for ice fishing, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But remember, when we were young, they didn't have the clothes that they do now either. Yeah. So there's that.
That's true.
The older I get, the more I think I didn't move far enough south.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know, because, you know, I mean, I thought back in February, Groundhog said that it wasn't going to be, you know, cold any longer. I think he was wrong.
So much for Groundhog.
Yeah, really.
I camped when it was 30 below zero. And you got to be pretty prepared, but it's pretty fun. And again, you're drinking brandy, not beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been. I went out Thursday morning. It was kind of cold. When you're in a boat going 35 miles an hour and the wind's 15, it's the math is pretty painful.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's why I like to. I just, you know, would rather it be, you know, around. I mean, it could be like, you know, 48, 50 degrees in the morning. You know, that's not bad. And then, you know, warm up to about 65, 70, 75. That just, to me, that's like a perfect day. Not these days, like going up to, you know, 95 and stuff like that. You know, that's not a perfect day to me, but, you know, but I mean, you know, usually around, you know, where it feels like the air conditioner's on in the daytime, you know, that's really nice to me. You know.
Well, as soon as you kept the boat motor, the temperature goes down 20 degrees.
Oh, a lot.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, a lot of times early in the morning this time of the year, I'll tell people, I'm like, well, we're not going to go fast, but I do want to get the boat on plane so it don't take us an hour to get somewhere, you know. And then when I get on plane, you know, people will be like, I thought you weren't going fast. I'm like, well, I'm only going like 25. I mean,
right.
I mean, I'm just barely stayed up on plane. If I slow down anymore, you know, we'll be, you know, back down again.
And that day that you caught all the sheephead on the cork,
yeah,
like a month ago,
mm-hmm,
those poor guys you had in that boat, they look like popsicles. Yeah. They're all huddled together. There's like four of them on the seat in front of the windshield, just huddled together. They look like a colony of seals or penguins. Poor guys.
Yeah, when it's cold like that, whew.
So. Last Thursday, I rejoined the Jacksonville Offshore Fishing Club.
Oh, well, good.
After a 30-year hiatus.
Oh, wow.
I used to have a lot of fun in that club, and, of course, they still take people that, you know, don't have boats and don't know squat about offshore, because they're both an inshore and offshore, you know, fishing thing. They're, you know, because they fish the El Cheapo, and they do have other inshore tournaments. It's a great bunch of people.
Yeah, they are. They do real good for the fishermen out there. And of course, now they got the inshore divisions too, which is a great thing for them to do. Actually, I mean, it kind of expands that club quite a bit.
Oh yeah, yeah. The bigger the club, the more it can do and wade through financially. So I'm looking forward to the coming years with the club and maybe getting out once in a while, because I'm told that there's some people that are always looking for somebody to be on the boat with them.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, because, I mean, those people out there, a lot of times, like you say, they'll invite somebody to go with them because, you know, they also want to take people who don't get a chance to go fishing, you know, even if they have a couple of people that goes with them, you know.
Yep.
So they're really good about that.
I'm sorry you're not out there catching the big one, buddy.
Yeah, me too. Just kind of taking a break from it this year.
Well, not a good year to take a break.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a pretty tough bite, so maybe that would have been a good year to be fishing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of anxious to see if the winter's going to come from offshore or not. That's my thing.
I don't think it's going to come from the river or the jet.
No, I don't either. I think it's either going to come from St. Augustine or it's going to come from offshore.
Right.
We'll check.
Maybe Chip Wingo will catch another 13-4.
That'd be good.
Oyster shell bank and a spinner bait.
That'd be good. I know. I wish him luck. I hope he gets it this morning.
Me too. Well, you have a good weekend, Cap Vic, and always good talking to you, buddy.
Thank you, Rob. I sure appreciate it. Appreciate your call this morning.
All right.
And I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
222-8255. Give us a call. We'll be back.